Gentlemen, show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different. Come on,
feel the noise. I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. My name is Brad Westmar, and you are joining me here on my show, the Brad Westmar Show. The Brad Westmar Show featuring Magic Matt. Magic Matt, how are you?
I am wonderful. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm just happy that I can read right now, because I was mentioning to you off the air that I had my pupils dilated today, and which is much safer and better than having your vajayjay dilated. But that's only if you're pregnant, which I've never been. So
it's an entirely different problem.
Completely. I didn't know that. I was actually afraid they were going to do something to me that I didn't want them to do when I went there. It's like, I thought my pupils were my eyes. You know, but
did you get a little worried when you walked into the office and there were stirrups?
Yeah, I was like, how am I supposed to put my eyes in those stirrups? Yeah, exactly. But it's funny because I had never looked at my eyes before when they were dilated. So after I had it done, I took a close look. And well, actually, what happened was I went to work, and it was Ruben, my good friend and Hispanic guy. You know,
hey Ruben, how you doing? Hey Brad, I'm fine. How are you? Hey, your eyes look funny, man. Your ojos, there's something wrong with them.
So he's like, hey, your eyes, ha, ha, ha. Look at your eyes. I'm like, what? Really? No, there's, yeah?
Around your job, I would think you're used to seeing eyes like that.
Well, no, we're used to seeing these. I got one now who's, it's a white guy, and he's Asian.
I'm talking about the dilated.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no, you're right. I know you're talking about my job.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's your drug dealer.
We're all over the place here tonight. You had your finger in the air. I thought you were going to stop the show and say, I effed up. We got to start over. That's
what I thought you
were going to do. Okay. No, you know, anyway, so I'm like, what? I had never looked at them before. And of course, my eyes are irritated. I can't see anything. You know, I can't read. I actually can read better by taking my glasses and picking them up and looking without, you know, it's horrible, as you know.
It's the weirdest feeling, isn't it?
It is really, really weird. Then you look in the mirror at your eyes and you're like, holy crap. My pupils, I mean, my eye is all pupil. You know? It's weird. And you know what it reminded me of? One of those cartoon characters. What's the Peyton? It was the Justin Timberlake Peyton Manning commercial. If you go to YouTube and you Google or you search it, Justin Timberlake Peyton Manning TV commercial, and Justin Timberlake has these big cartoony eyes, and that's it's very funny. It's a very funny commercial, and that's kind of what I thought of.
I'm
talking TV stuff on the radio. It doesn't work very well. Let's instead start the show talking about 9 inches.
In town now, our wind chill factor about 23, humidity 85%, a north wind at 13 miles an hour. Picking up some snow, are we? Yes, we are. In Princeton, we picked up 9 inches of snow. Bill Ricka had 7, the biggest amount that I could find, almost as big as me. About 9 inches. Bill Ricka, 7. And in Stoneham, we had 6. Peabody, 5.5. And Natick, about 2.5. Brookline picked up about 2.
Now, if you look at, if you watch that actual spot on YouTube, he seems to be talking about himself, because he's standing up towards the camera. So his body fits like right, it's like fitting right in the camera. So I think he's trying to actually make a pun about himself on the TV screen.
Right.
You know, but it didn't come out that way.
No, it didn't. No, it was much better this way.
Yeah, yeah. And then this is one. This is a guy that actually takes it even a step further. And I don't. This is a lot like. Well, you know, yeah, it's a lot like the penis guy. Who we're going to start that. We're gonna start the show with that one after this one. This guy's talking about the number 69.
The Vikings are expected to introduce Allen later today. Because I know you were all excited about him this morning, about the prospects, what he could do for the team.
Oh, I'm just so pumped up putting him next to what they call the Williams Wall, which is fantastic already in our defense. And Angela, how about this for a tie-in? What number does Jared Allen wear on his jersey? 69.
Oh, okay.
What's the current temperature outside?
69.
That's an omen, a sign. Gonna get 69 sacks? I don't know about that. That's a little aggressive. But yeah, it is very warm outside. In fact, this is reminiscent of a couple of days ago where the wind picked up and the temperature.
A complete.
Oh, man.
I think it's a lot. You know, you can get away with saying something like that on the radio and maybe not get in trouble. But on TV, you just can't say that.
No, you can't. I remember B.J. Bradley used to allude to that number back in the day on Sioux City Radio.
I did. I used to. If the temperature was 72, it was automatically 69.
Always. And it was always followed by assume the position.
Oh, I did say that. That's right. Current temperature in the city, assume the position, 69 degrees. I did say that all the time, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Totally forgot. That's why I like having you on the show. You remember all those dumb things I used to do.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of dumb things you used to do we haven't even touched on.
I can't wait to talk about my dumb ex-wife. But before we get into that, let's talk about enjoying some more penis. Let's see.
And guys, the shot lasts between 4 and 6 months. And Susan, who you met in our story, says that is one appointment she is not going to miss because she says it worked for her.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
She's enjoying her sex life a little bit more. She and her husband.
There's
thank
proof.
You for
then. All right.
Thank you, Michael. Yes.
Those doctors are ready for some serious business.
I agree.
I think the phones are going to be ringing.
Thanks
yes,
a
they
lot,
will.
Dad.
Hello there. I be Michael. You enjoying a penis a little bit more on the news? Unbelievable.
The best part about that is that like split second of awkward silence right before she recovers it.
Have you watched it on the YouTube yet? Because it's the best to watch that. All those ones we've played here the last couple of weeks, you've got to see the YouTube video of all of them, and you can actually see a lot of them on bradwestmar.com. And Matt, I know you don't like it when I play music under us, but let's just enjoy some of The Who for just a second, okay? Just a little bit, if you don't mind. I mean, I think it gets us in the groove, you know? And all of our friends with us here, we got this guy.
Todd Sheets. He's happy to be all he can be.
Hello.
I call you on the telly.
Yeah. Matt, can you name all four of the original members of The Who?
No. No, I can't.
How many can you name? I'm going to bet you can name two.
I will try. I think I can only get one.
Okay.
And I'm not going to Google it and cheat either.
That'd be nice if you didn't cheat this time. Yes. Go ahead.
Is Lindsey Buckingham one of them?
Wow. That's not a good start. That's not a good start. No. He's a member of Fleetwood Mac, actually.
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. Okay. Close.
How about Neil Young?
Why's it always got to be Neil Young? No. Neil Young's a member of Creedence Clearwater Revival. Yes.
No, I can't give you any of The Who. That's way before
Wow. Keith Moon on the drums. He died of a little bit of an alcohol problem. And he's a crazy drummer, though. I like his drumming. Yeah. Roger Daltrey on vocals.
I knew that one.
Yeah, his voice is gone these days. Yeah. And Pete Townsend, who became famous for the old windmill, where he played the guitar. He would do the windmill, you know, with the swinging his arm in circles while he's playing.
That's
Pete Townsend, you know. And then the bass player who died about 9 or 10 years ago, John Entwistle, was the fantabulous bass player. So, good try, though, Matt. I mean, you're showing your age, and you're showing that you're not the deep classic rock fan. You're more the 80s, 90s classic rock fan.
You should have asked me for the members of Poison.
Yeah, I know you could do that.
Better.
Yeah, that'd be good. Ricky Rocket and Richie Sambora. And
CC
Phil Collins,
CC DeVille,
yeah. You know, it is what it is. You know, everybody has their faves. And
look, I can't know everything.
No,
there are limits.
But you do know the news. And
I do.
I'm trying to decide if we should go back to this for your sounder. I don't know.
That one or the rave one?
Yeah, I'm not sure what goes better.
Probably that one.
Probably this one.
Yeah.
The other one's quality is kind of bad, actually. So
it kind of creeps me out, too.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. So let's see. What else we got going on here? This week, we got a lot of sports to talk about. Okay, first of all, we're going to talk more about it a little bit later. But last week on the show, we played our new parody song. I sang it for you, the Manning Train. And we're not going to play all 5 minutes of it tonight. We're not even going to play 5 seconds of it tonight. But we are going to talk a little bit about Peyton Manning later on in the show. As I mentioned, kind of alluded to last week on the show, I thought that Peyton Manning would become a Bronco by now, and sure enough, he is now a Bronco. And Matt, your buddy Tim Tebow, today, as of the recording of the show, has been traded to about the worst place he could probably not want to go to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Hell's official football team.
No kidding. No
kidding. Just not where you want to be if you're Tim Tebow.
It's pretty clear that they brought him in for leadership value. And I think, because I even said, I even read something on the bottom line here. I think it was this morning that said something about, you know, to help they have locker room issues. They're working to resolve, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, yeah, they brought in Tim Tebow because it's either going to get better or worse with him there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I heard about that and I just don't get it. I don't know how your backup quarterback or your situational wildcat quarterback improves the morale of the whole locker room.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Antonio Cromartie already tweeted something about how they should be getting more weapons for the offense, not Tim Tebow. So he's already complaining.
Yeah, it's not
which
good.
Sounds about right for him.
Yeah, pretty much does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So interesting stuff happening out there, and we are going to talk a little bit more about the Peyton a little bit later. And I meant to tweet this today. Maybe I'll tweet it later, but I have a pretty good feeling that John Elway is going to turn into like one of the biggest a-holes to ever, you know, vice president or president an NFL football team. I just, when I saw him up there, you know, jerking Peyton Manning off, I was like, really? I mean, this could fall so flat on your face. Guaranteed, how many million this year? 18 million?
18 million this year, but the real catch is next year. If he passes a physical next March, that triggers 40 more million guaranteed.
Wow.
Two seasons and 40 million. So you know, it's outrageous money.
The very first thing I did was text my brother. You know, my of
oh,
course,
yeah.
I shouldn't say
me
I.
Too.
Yeah, I'm sure that's right. And I will tell you that I didn't actually text him. I hadn't really made a big deal about this whole thing to him. But he texted me and he said, Peyton to the Broncos, Tebow gone soon. I said, thanks, Scoop. I've known for 45 minutes. I said, you must be sad. This is my favorite part. I said, you must be sad since you liked Tebow so much. He said, it's odd, but we will see. And I said, yeah, it'll be interesting. And then I sent him that logo that I found that guy had done with the Peyton Manning forehead, the Broncos Broncos logo. So, yeah, what'd your brother have to say? Anything? I mean, I'm sure he was in love with Tebow last year, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he loved Tebow. His little boy was always running around in his Tebow jersey, and, you know, they were all on board. And then as soon as, you know, the win came of the Manning deal, it was just like, oh, yeah, but Peyton's better.
Tim who?
Basically. Yeah, yeah. Tim who?
All that money that was made off of Tim Tebow jerseys in one season, you know?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny what you said about Elway, too, because I've heard that he's kind of a bit that way already.
I kind of get that feeling just by watching him on TV. I really, really do. And it's not like people here in Kansas City have ever had any kind of love for John Elway. So,
right.
You know, and I of course didn't grow up, you know, here or anything like that. So, I mean, I never hated him, but I hated him more because my brother and one of my best friends was a Bronco fan, you know, and it's just, I just can't help but hate him. So, we'll talk more about the Peyton a little bit later, but this weekend here in Kansas City, Magic Matt, these are the reasons why I would like you here. This is a perfect reason as to why I would like to have you here in Kansas City is Comic-Con 2012. Now, is it at the same spot? It is, isn't it? And that's not at the Overland Park Convention Center. It's at some other convention center.
I think it's Overland Park, yeah.
No, it's not because I've been to the Overland Park Convention
Center.
It's
right next to Best Buy out there.
Yeah, it's out there. Just go to planetcomiccon.com or whatever the website is. You can
Overland Park Trade Center
there,
maybe
that
something
might,
like that
might be a drug trade center. Yeah. Now last year I had a nice time there, Matt. Now I know that, you know, the first thing on your mind is, well, I don't really want to hang out at a comic comic book convention. Well, it's a little bit more than that. I mean, the best part is watching the Freakazoids, because 99% of them are Freakazoids dressed up in Batman outfits. And yes, it's okay if you want to be dressed up in Batman outfit. I won't mention any names.
When you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have much money.
But he does have 14 Batman suits. And so Todd is there in full gear as Batman. And I'm looking forward to... Now, I've been told numerous times on and off the air that I am good to go. Now, who is good to go? Can I bring the little one?
Yes.
Okay, okay. What if I want to bring the missus? Do you think we'll be able to get her in too?
You'll have to let. You'll have to see.
Okay.
I got you in one.
That's okay.
That's what I got.
Yeah, but last year there was supposed to be a list and there wasn't a list. And they looked at me like I had two heads when I said, I'm on the list. They go, list? What are you talking about?
That's what Chris told us, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So is there really a list?
There is. Well, actually, we have your... We're going to have your badge. We're going to pick them up tomorrow or Friday.
Okay. You. As long as I have a badge, my wife can stay home. I don't care.
You got a badge.
Yeah. What's that, Matt?
You just show up with somebody dressed as Batman and you get in for free. Is that the deal?
I'm going to have my daughter wear her mask and her cape, if she will, because she's so into it and everything. So go ahead.
Hmm? Explain to me a little bit what Comic-Con is exactly like, because I always used to think it was just one big event, like in San Diego or something like that, where they, you know, made all these big announcements. I didn't realize that they went, you know, throughout different regions in the country too.
Toddler?
Yeah, the one in San Diego just grew and grew and grew. I think it's a great location for what they need to do in the entertainment industry, but there's so many around the country. These have been going for years. I know the one here in Kansas City has been going for quite some time, and even before that we had some smaller ones, but this has turned into a big event here in the Midwest for us, and it's a real good way to promote the station and the various shows, and it's a lot of fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, I mean, it was great last year. That's where my Twitter avatar that I have right now is a picture of me and Todd, you know, as Batman, and it's time to change it because it's kind of worn its welcome, but we took that picture there last year. And my favorite story about Comic-Con from last year, Matt, which I don't know if you've heard, but was Lindsay Wagner was there, the Bionic Woman. And,
okay.
Yeah, and I was very excited to meet her and get her autograph, and I got up to the front of the line and then realized that it was like $25 for the autograph, and I was very embarrassed in front of Lindsay Wagner because they were asking for money, and I knew I didn't have it with me. So, it was kind of sad.
She didn't sign for you anyway?
No. In fact, she was just about to sign, and the gal next to her, when she realized that it had an empty wallet, she started to stop Lindsay, and I also said, wait, stop. And I had to look Lindsay Wagner in the eye and say, I don't have any money. And she said, okay, sorry. See ya.
Yeah. I guess what, though? I'm sure she remembered. Of all those people, she remembered you.
I'm sure she did. I'm very sure she did.
Well, I have to point out here also that, just so you know, it wasn't Lindsay's fault. She's required by the promoters to charge, and if she doesn't, then she still has to pay them for the picture that's gone.
No, and I understand that, and I believe that, and I definitely have nothing against her in that regard. In fact, I told her that, you know, for 30 plus years I've been dreaming of this moment to meet you, and this is not how I expected it to go, but well.
She doesn't want to know how.
No, I'm sure she doesn't. No. And then this year, Gil Gerard, who was on the Night Watch show here a couple of weeks ago singing Happy Birthday to Todd, who, by the way, is still celebrating his 50th birthday this week, 2 weeks later.
Ah!
Gil Gerard, formerly Buck Rogers in the 25th Century, Aaron Gray, also the guy who played Tweaky, is going to be there as well. And so that's going to be pretty cool, too. I just know enough now to either come with my money or forget about it, you know. So it's fair. But it's a good time. It's a lot of nut jobs dressed in some weird-looking, you know, outfits and things like that. I mean, the cool thing
about awesome.
It is pretty cool. You know, the cool thing, I don't know, it's a little pricey. I'm gonna lie, it's a little pricey to go if you can't get yourself, you know, in the door with somebody at the booth, you know. But Todd's costume is one of the more legit ones there. I mean, but there are some cool ones. The Stormtrooper ones and stuff like that are pretty cool too. So it should be a good time. I'm looking forward to having Presley meet Batman because she loves Batman. So
on Sunday I'm doing Vader.
Oh, are you? So I need to make sure I get there Saturday. That won't be a problem. Okay, cool. You're doing Vader. Awesome.
Yeah, the big Vader.
I also saw your Captain Caveman outfit on Facebook.
Captain Caveman!
Thanks.
Yeah. And I see the helmet over here, too.
Yeah, that's going to be for Saturday also, but that's like probably during the first half or something.
Oh, really? So when do I need to come?
If you...
I'd rather... God, we can't come during nap time.
When's nap time?
Mid-afternoon.
Yeah, what about after that?
We can come late in the afternoon.
Yeah, because it's open till 7 this year.
You promised that that you will do Batman later in the afternoon?
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
Because that, okay, okay. All right, we'll
it's
talk just, more. Okay.
It takes so much to be in that suit for that I long know. That I do you it during the last
like,
half.
I saw you after you took that suit off last year. Matt, he looked like Captain Caveman. I mean, he was, and then he smelled like him too. Because,
thanks.
Because
thanks.
It was, I mean, with the latex and then the sweat and you know everything else, you were in bad shape.
Yeah, it's actually Kevlar and urethane.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that means if I shot it's, you, it's you'd
heavy.
Be okay.
Yeah, it's heavy stuff.
I understand. So that's cool. I think what we'll do, I'm going to spare Brandon this week, Matt, because Brandon did something else again. And
my buddy.
He did something kind of weird, and I'm not going to get into it because I do found him pretty good. And again, by the time he hears this show, I'm going to be 50. And it won't matter anymore, and so I'm just going to let it go. We're going to let it go.
You can tell me off the air.
There you go. I will tell you off the air. Good point. In the meantime, let's take a break, and when we come back, let's update some of our March Madness bracket stuff. We can check in with yours and our daughter's March Madness brackets we talked about last week, and then we can also do a very special bracket for our best of, worst of. We're going to talk about Batman's, actually. So that'll be a good time, too. I'll take a break, and we will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Well, I am ready to live up to the hype. I'm that sexy indie driver. No longer have to turn right in a helmet or a bikini. You know I look real hot. Time to get behind the wheel and show you what I got. Some people think I'm ready, others think I ain't. I just wanna drive with the good old boys real fast and trade in pain.
Once showed Lindsay Wagner his bionic limb. The Brad Westmar Show.
And we're back. March Madness is underway. And Matt, last week on the show, we went over very briefly what your daughter and my daughter and mine and yours Final Fours were. We did some brackets. And
yes.
I have one thing to report that I know you already know about. My daughter actually has done very poorly. And right at this point, she has one Final Four team left, and that's Florida. And really, the rest of her bracket is just S-word. It's just it's gone. But she did do one magnificent thing that nobody else in the entire world did, unless they were four, and that was pick Lehigh over Duke. My daughter, and I think it was only because she liked the way Lehigh sounded instead of Duke. You know.
That was awesome when I read that on Twitter.
Wasn't that cool? Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
It was
I knew of no one else. Honestly, no one else.
Well, who would?
Like that. Yeah.
You know? I mean, and so at that point I'm thinking, my God, Matt's right. I mean, who knows what might happen here? But then I started looking at the rest of her picks. And I'm like, this is not good. Not good at all.
You're not taking her to Vegas anytime soon.
No. LIU Brooklyn over Michigan State. Whoops. You know. Did BYU over Marquette. No. And the thing is, not smart enough to pick Norfolk State over Missouri. So, you know, she picked Lehigh but didn't get Norfolk State. So
should have called her out on that one.
I should have, but I figured I'd let her be and not rub it in. So, and then just to give you my other report, I actually do still have three Final Four teams left. I still got Kentucky, Louisville, and Syracuse, but Georgetown wiped me out there on that down bottom right hand corner. So, what about you guys?
Not much better, to be honest with you.
Really?
I think I'm probably even worse off than you are. Ava, though, she does have two of her Final Four left.
Oh.
She has Florida left, and she has Syracuse left.
Good for her.
But she did lose the South Dakota State Jackrabbits.
Yeah, it's not good.
And she did lose her national champion, yep. Michigan.
Yeah.
So that hurts too, but I'm in the same boat as her because stupid Missouri lost, so I lost my national champ too. But I have the other three Final Four still in it.
See, there
Kentucky,
you go.
North Carolina, Ohio State. But when you lose your champ, what was the first day?
Yeah.
Or second day second or whatever? Day.
Yeah.
Thursday or Friday? And then
yeah.
kind of just screws the rest of your bracket. Really, my bracket just sucks. I think I only have like 7 of the Sweet 16 correct.
Oh, and as a side note, how's your wife doing?
I don't want to talk about it. And we're in this big pool online. There's like 73 brackets in it,
mm-hmm.
and at one point she was 6th and I was 54th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she's come back to earth a little bit too. She kind of had a rough weekend Saturday and Sunday, so.
Yeah.
Hers isn't much better at this point, but she's still beating me.
Well, I mean, I guess next week on this show, we'll find out who the real winner is in the long run. It sounds like it's going to be your wife. But between the four of us, our daughters and us, it'll be interesting to see. It looks like it's going to be between you and me, though, at this point. So
probably.
But Ava has a chance, though.
Well, she might, yeah. The best thing all weekend that came out of this for me, though, was when we were eating dinner, and they were starting up the Florida, whoever they were playing, and whoever they beat by like 30.
Mm-hmm.
They were starting that game, and they showed the Florida Gators logo on there. And Ava goes, "Hey, the Florida Gators." Couldn't hear the TV. Couldn't hear what they were talking about. Just saw the logo and remembered the Florida Gators.
That's
so I was
great.
Pretty proud.
Yeah, you should be. You've got her trained awesome. Really well. And speaking of your daughters, I started watching a movie today that I'm sure you've seen before. Now, you can't give it away for me because I've only watched the first 25 minutes of it, but The Wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey Rourke, yeah. And the one thing I've gotten, well, there's two things I've gotten out of it so far. Well, three things. First of all, boy, that wrestling really is fake. and boy, I really know I don't like wrestling because I just don't like this very much. But yeah. The movie's okay, you know. And number three, Mickey Rourke really went the route of Rocky. In that movie, just kind of the way he's talking and everything kind of sounds like Rocky.
Punchy.
Yeah. So, but I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of it because I know that it got some good reviews when it was out a few years ago. So
it's an excellent movie.
Cool.
It
good.
Really is.
Enjoying yeah. it so far. So, Batmans. Are you ready to talk about some Batmans? I've done my
Let's
own
do
bracket.
It.
Okay. I've done it just like you did last week. I actually put them in my own seeds. So whether you like my seeds or not, suck it, because that's the way they are. And obviously tonight, Todd, you get to play along. So stop Skyping, listen in. Okay? Here we go. All right. I've got, for the first matchup, a number one seed Christian Bale versus Val Kilmer. And the reason I put Christian Bale up there is because of all the talk about how wonderful Christian Bale has been in these last two movies. And I didn't really like Christian Bale as Batman myself, but overall, I thought that it'd be a good idea to put him there. So what do you guys think? We'll go to the ultimate Batman guy and ask him first. Todd, what do you think? Christian Bale versus Val Kilmer?
And no contest, Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, okay. And what do you think, Matt?
Oh, easily Christian
okay.
Bale.
Okay.
I didn't hate Val Kilmer as Batman, but Christian Bale was awesome.
You know, I if you would have asked me this about 3 or 4 years ago, I probably would have said Val Kilmer. But at this point, I'm kind of getting more on board with the whole Batman thing, talking like this. So I'm gonna go with Christian Bale, too. Not that it matters. You guys would trump me anyway. But I will also say Christian Bale. So next up, I said number one seed versus number two seed. Number one seed versus number eight seed. This is number two seed versus number seven seed. Adam West versus Michael Keaton. Tough.
Oh.
I know you were hoping. I know. It's tough. It's tough. Because Michael Keaton really just kind of brought it back then. He really, really brought it. But
oh,
it's
God.
Tough. I know. Think about it. What do you think? Who wants to give me their thoughts first? Matt.
I love Michael Keaton.
Okay.
In anything he does.
Okay.
So I would... Adam West, you know, he's classic. I think when you think of Batman, you probably think of him first.
Right.
But... I can't never vote against Michael Keaton.
Okay. Because I don't want to be the tiebreaker and I want to make Todd do it, I'm going to go with Adam West.
This is such a tough call.
This is tough because honestly, a minute ago I actually wanted to go with Michael Keaton. Then I thought, well, I don't want to just give it away. I want to give Todd a chance. So, you know what? Let me shut up a minute. You decide, Todd. What do you want to go with first? Cuz I'm kind of leaning Michael Keaton. Too, but
so difficult. But for me personally, I love Adam West. I think he's a great actor. I think he's He was really good to my kid. Asked my kid to be his Robin when we had lunch with him.
That's great.
I love the guy. Without him, I wouldn't love Batman probably. But I have to say, the first version that I thought was spot on and gave me chills, changed my life. I've got his cowl right there.
Michael Keaton.
Keaton.
I know. Yeah. You know what? I honestly kind of, for the same reasons, I kind of have to go the same direction. I really, really do. I'm going to say Michael Keaton as well. I love Adam West too. But for cheese factor, looking back at it and everything else, I mean, I love that old. I'm with you. I'm totally. Michael Keaton.
You should have had West against Clooney.
I'm sorry. Because now.
How was Keaton a 7 seed?
I don't know what I did. I told you guys, suck it.
I got a bone to pick with the committee.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry. Well, it gets worse because now you got George Clooney versus the Super Friends Batman. George Clooney. Versus this. Okay, Todd has something to say already. Go ahead, Todd.
No contest here. Though I like George Clooney, the Super Friends Batman was much more authentic.
Matt?
Oh, gosh.
That's tough.
Clooney Batman was the worst one. When he went to, wasn't that the one where he tried to pay for something with a Batman credit card?
Oh, yes. Oh, never God. Leave home without it.
Yeah. Yes, that's the worst part of the whole entire Batman franchise.
Okay. Only Batman Super movie Friends. I ever walked out of, yeah.
I guess. See, I think a lot of people actually like George Clooney more than Val Kilmer. I really do. But I thought Val Kilmer, I don't really know anymore. So are we going to go with Super Friends Batman then? Is that?
Yeah.
All right. Super Friends it is. Okay. And finally, this is a little bit of a curveball. This is kind of unfair, but this is how quirky and weird I get sometimes. Batman from the animated series, okay, or the Batman who never was but should be, Jim Caviezel. Because I'm telling you right now, I never liked the breathy voice until I started watching Jim Caviezel. And I'm like, that guy is so cool under pressure. When he gets mad, he doesn't even get mad. He just talks like this the whole time. And it's like, I thought maybe if I start talking like this, I wonder if people would notice if I'm talking like this all the time. They'd say, what's wrong with you? I'd be like, there's nothing wrong with me. This is how I talk. Or if I could just move away and go somewhere else and just nobody would know me. And I'd just start talking like this all the time. Just so I could sound like Jim Caviezel and be cool, calm, sexy under pressure.
You could not pull that off.
I couldn't.
Soon as somebody forgot to give you your fries in a drive-through or cut you off in line.
Yeah. I don't have this temperament normally at all. I don't. But seriously, Jim Caviezel, he'd be an awesome Batman. And you know it. 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 Todd?
Kevin Conroy from the animated series. It's one of my favorite Batmans ever, and I love his voice, and I love that he loves the character so much.
Yeah.
And he's amazing. He's still doing it to the latest Batman movie that just came out. He was the one doing the voice on there.
So you got to go with him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, I didn't throw in Batman Beyond in this thing. He's doing Kevin Conroy does that. Yeah, I thought about that. Doesn't Kevin Conroy do that one, too?
He does Bruce Wayne in that one.
Bruce Wayne in that one, yeah. That's right. What do you think, Matt?
You know what? You talked me into future Batman, Jim Caviezel.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm going to do future Batman.
Yes. I love that. And frankly, I don't mean to be rude, Todd, because I appreciate Kevin Conroy too, but I got to go with Jim Caviezel too. I'm horny for Jim Caviezel. I can't.
Bit of a man crush going on there.
I can't help it. I mean, I really do. And he also played Jesus, which is a plus too. So here we go.
Jesus Batman.
He's Jesus Batman. Exactly.
That right there should be a no.
That, probably not. Probably not. Okay. So we now have Christian Bale, the number one seed, versus what actually was a number 7 seed, Michael Keaton. What are we going to do on Christian Bale versus Michael Keaton? This is tough for you guys. I know. What do you think? Anybody? Anybody? What do you think, Todd? All right. Wait. Todd's got. He's not already.
Let Todd go.
Yeah.
All right. I've got a Keaton.
Okay.
Only by a slim margin.
By a frog's hair?
Yeah, but I really like him.
Okay. Your opinion, Matt?
When that first Batman came out with Michael Keaton, that's when that was like the height of my comic book collecting days, so it was such a big deal.
Yeah.
And I always go back to that, so I'm going to say Keaton again.
I'm actually on board with you guys on that, too, because you know I was never a huge Christian Bale fan to begin with, so I say Michael Keaton as well. Now, this is interesting. because Jim Caviezel, I gave him a nice easy road, okay, because he's going to go up against two different comic book versions here, or it's the animated versions of it here. He's now Jim Caviezel, the number, what was it, number eight seed? Is that right? No, what was he? Number five seed versus the number four seed, the Super Friends Batman. You know where I'm going. I'm all about Jim Caviezel. I'm in love. What do you think, Matt? I can't help it.
Future Batman or Jesus Batman or the Super Friends?
Right. Pick one. Yes.
Oh, man. Just because I think of the old Scooby-Doo when he was on there, so I'm going to go Super Friends Batman.
Okay.
Sorry to disappoint.
Fair enough. And I think I know which direction Todd's going to go.
Super Friends.
Okay. All right. So here's your big championship. Because, I mean, I love the Super Friends, too. Yeah. Super Friends Batman versus Michael Keaton. What do you got? Either one of you want to start? Todd seems to want to start.
I already have that. Of course, you know there's no contest here. I think Keaton is the crowned winner.
You're probably right, but let's go ahead and ask, first of all, Mr.
Introducing Magic Matt.
Okay, what do you think, Matt?
I agree.
Yeah. Keaton. Okay. All right, Michael Keaton it is. We probably should play some special music for him. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mom is your winner. Very good. Very good.
I just want to scream, medieval times!
I know, it's weird.
I want to joust when I hear that music.
I know. I use that sounder. Hey, how about this week's episode?
Don't say anything. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm glad
I'm a little behind this week.
I almost tweeted and texted you, and I'm glad I waited then, because,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I'm in your boat where you were last week. I think the roles were reversed last week.
Yep, I think you're right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to your reactions. We may have to have a phone call after you watch it.
So. Yeah, for sure.
All right, so let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, I got some more Peyton Manning stuff I'd like to do. We're actually going to kind of sort of talk to Peyton Manning, actually. So let's take a break, and I'll explain. We'll be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show. We'll be right back.
The following may be flammable and not suitable for children. It's Totally Hot Action. As fuel prices continue to skyrocket, your anger will grow. With the all-new DVD, Gas Prices Gone Wild.
That's right. Go ahead. Grab that hose and don't stop pumping. Oh.
Now, it's not only what you drive, but how hard you drive it. There's no smoking near this pump because this action is too hot.
Oh, yeah, baby. Our full service includes checking your dipstick.
Prices have never been this big. Order your copy of Gas Prices Gone Wild today. Oil companies are standing by.
We're going to get hopped up on Ambien. We're going to eat burritos in our bras.
Oh.
Catch the Rambling Morons live Sundays at 4 o'clock or anytime at ramblingmorons.com.
Helping people across the pond with their insomnia every Friday night. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Magic Matt, and the Batman here in the Batcave. And I got something to play for you here. Let me see.
Dear Brad.
Oh, wait a minute. I guess I can't have two things plugged in at one time. Maybe.
You want me to? Here, I'll say it for you.
Oh, that would work. Please go right ahead. What I was going to say was that, Matt, speaking of what we were talking about off air, which we're not going to talk about on air, it's my turn now to have my moment, so go right ahead.
Dear Brad, you're awesome. Is there more to it than that?
Yeah, I think it goes, Dear Brad, you're awesome. It's either signed Brad or love Brad. I think signed Brad, I think. Signed
Brad. All right,
Brad.
All right, let's take two. Let's try one more time.
Good, go ahead.
Dear Brad, you're awesome. Signed Brad.
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
Very nice.
Hi, I'm Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning? I don't want to talk to him.
Peyton Manning.
I don't want to talk to you, Peyton Manning. You stiffed my Dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you did. That was rude.
Yeah. All right. It's okay. It's okay.
No, it's not okay.
Yeah.
I had a great presentation ready for you. I had snacks, visual aids.
That's great.
You screwed us.
That's great.
And then you had to go to my brother's team, of all teams. I'll never hear about that.
I hear you stink at golf.
That's just rude.
I hear you stink at golf.
You heard right, but I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Just put some ice on whatever hurts and keep digging.
I'll tell you what hurts, but it's inappropriate. for what you did to us.
You're going to be sore for a few days, all right? I'm just going to warn you.
I think I could have a pretty long conversation with a fake Peyton Manning.
You probably could. Let's see. Let's see if we can do this.
Keep your head up.
The hardest part is the delay, is you don't know when to stop, you know, and I don't know when you're done. So I'm trying to, you know, I'm thinking we should make some phone calls to Denver here in a little bit.
Don't you think? It's 5:15 out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
for sure.
Why not? I mean, I just got to start off the conversation by saying,
"Hi, I'm Peyton Manning."
And then they'll say something and they say,
"Yeah."
You know, and they go, "Oops."
All right.
Was that my fault?
Like that.
Was that my fault?
That's what I should have said when you said that. It's hard to like organize these things here. Now, I've got another soundboard too. This soundboard is even better. Okay? I want you to just go ahead and play along for a minute, okay? You ready?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Hello.
Who's this?
Bear with me here. Okay.
This is Fred Rogers.
Fred Rogers?
Yes.
As in Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Doesn't sound like you.
Yes, hi.
Maybe it's because I haven't heard you in 25 to 30 years.
No.
Or you're not singing.
Oh, God. Hang on.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Okay, now he sounds like him.
Gotta talk. Could I help you?
Oh, we got to call like the buckle.
Yeah. See. Okay. All right. We got to do this. I mean, I we're gonna have some fun. Should we go, Peyton? I know what we can do. I got some phone numbers here. Okay. First things first, we have to call Sports Authority Field at Mile High. I think that is the number one place we need to make a phone call first, and we need to do it as Mr. Rogers. No, we need to do it as Peyton Manning. I don't think, and I've already tested this out. I've learned my lessons on this show doing soundboard pranks. And if you don't test the phone number out ahead of time, you really don't know what you're going to get. And I want everybody to know I've already tried to get to John Elway's voicemail, and you just can't do it for some reason. So I'm guessing that must not be the best place to find it. Bless you, Batman. Okay. So instead, we're going to go ahead and try to leave a message in the general mailbox as Peyton Manning. This will be nice because it won't be a conversation. It'll be just leaving a voicemail. So let's go ahead and dial up that number if you could, please, Sir Batman. Here we go. Dialing Sports Authority Field at Mile High in Denver.
Hello. Thank you for calling the Stadium Management Company here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Our standard office hours are 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. For automated assistance, please listen to the following menu options. For Denver Broncos information, press 1.
Boo.
For Denver Outlaws, Major League Lacrosse information, press 2. For other Sports Authority Field at Mile High public events, press 3. If you would like information regarding booking Sports Authority Field at Mile High for a private event, press 4.
We should do that.
For information regarding General Stadium policy, press 5. To leave a message in our general delivery mailbox, press 6.
Here we go.
To dial your... Hello, you have reached Invesco Field at Mile High, Stadium Management Company,
hello.
General Delivery Mailbox.
Hello there.
Please leave a message after the tone. Thank you and have a great day.
Hi, I'm Peyton Manning. I'm going to be honest. I hear you stink at golf.
That's a bad question. Was that my fault?
That's okay. It's okay. Show them what you got. I'm going to be honest. Just put some ice on whatever hurts and keep digging. You're going to be sore for a few days, all right? I'm just going to warn you. Make yourself a cake. Make yourself a cake.
You're feeling me. You're feeling me. It's okay. It's okay.
Hi, I'm Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning. It's okay. It's okay. Peyton Manning.
That's great.
They hung
That's
up on
you.
That's
a bad question.
Oh. I wonder why that happened. Maybe they didn't hear me. Was it getting the sound there?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It was fine, but yeah, it was bizarre. And when they hung up on you, it killed
Well, they didn't
everything.
Hung that Todd, there was nobody on the other end of the line.
Well,
they didn't hang up on me.
The machine hung up on you.
Okay, thank you. I want to clarify.
Peyton Manning hang up on me?
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hi, I'm Peyton Manning.
All right. Well, then let's just try this again. Now, you probably, you, it might not be, okay, Matt and I are being silent. I guess we're okay as long as we don't laugh. I guess you don't need to turn the microphones off as long as we don't giggle like little schoolgirls laugh or anything like that. So should we call the buckle? Because now, Matt, I was asking you for ideas during show prep, and yeah, you said, I'm trying to think of places I hate. I mean, I'm going to guess that you hate the buckle and American Eagle. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Them both.
Well, we can call the buckle if you want to. Should we call the buckle in Littleton, Colorado?
Well, what else we got on the list?
Well, we've got Denver International Airport.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
We could probably call the paging system, you know.
Hi, I'm Peyton Manning.
I don't know. The problem is the Peyton Manning things don't turn, they don't, the soundboard does not do a good conversation, you know.
Right.
That's the biggest part.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers is better.
Yeah, it really is. It really, really is.
I got the buckle ready if you want to do it.
Let's just call the buckle real quick. And why not? Yeah, let's go ahead. Yeah.
Get your Fred Rogers on.
I thought we were going to do Peyton Manning.
I think you should do Fred.
No. Do Peyton Manning.
Thank you for calling Buckle. This is Hannah. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm Peyton Manning.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Peyton Manning.
Are they not hearing it?
They can hear it.
Okay.
She just didn't want to play along at all.
Apparently not.
She wasn't playing.
Apparently not. Well, okay.
It should have been Mr. Rogers, I'm telling you.
It
sounds real.
I guess you're right. Let's go to Mr. Rogers. We had to skip Peyton Manning. Peyton, I'm really sorry.
You're feeling me.
I know. I'm very, very sorry.
Here's what you need to do.
Okay.
Just put some ice on whatever hurts and keep digging.
Just put some, I don't know.
You're going to hurt yourself.
That's what I should hear.
I'm going to be honest.
You're going to hurt yourself. I feel good about it.
Okay. Mr. Rogers it is. Here we go.
You want to do American Eagle?
Yeah, we'll call American. You hate American Eagle too, Matt?
Yep. Hate him.
Okay. Okay. What, did you have bad experiences? Or?
Well, not really with the buckle. I've actually never even been in the buckle. But yeah, I just hate American Eagle.
I just hate the name.
I hate the aura.
That's hilarious. Hilarious. All right. Dialing American Eagle in Littleton, Colorado.
Live your life at American Eagle. This is Jake. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi.
You know who I am?
I don't.
This is Fred Rogers.
Hi. How can I help
Hello?
You?
Hello? Oh, I'm glad you called. Could I help you?
Sir, I think you may have the wrong number.
No.
Is there anything I can help you with today?
Yes, hi. Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Well played. Well played.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I don't know what to say. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God. That was so hard to keep it together.
It was very hard. We might need to turn the microphones off on the next one. It's pretty hard not to laugh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. I can't believe you played along with it for that long.
That was good. That was good. That awesome. Was good. I wonder if Brandon would play. Now, you know what? Brandon will know it's me. That's the problem. We have to find somebody that we know that doesn't know, you know? That's why it's no fun to do it to Brandon. So we could just move on my list and go on down to Best Buy if you would like to.
Best Buy is kind of difficult because you have to push 1,000 things to get to a human. But
that's true.
Sports Authority's on there, the other one.
We probably should just call a Sports Authority store. And you're right. The Mr. Rogers one does seem to work a lot. It'd be nice to have Peyton Manning talk to Fred Rogers, you know?
Hi, I'm Peyton Manning.
But I got to switch back and forth.
Hello?
You know? They're like,
hi, I'm Peyton Manning.
And he goes,
yes, hi.
I'm going to be honest. Just put some ice on whatever hurts and keep digging.
No.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead. I mean, that one worked fairly well. It's just very hard to, You got to really have the soundboard ready to go, man. You got to like memorize the thing. I mean, there's like 45 different things here for Mr. Rogers.
It's like you're playing a piano.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. All right, we go.
Here we go.
All right,
here we go.
Thank you for calling Sports Authority in Littleton. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Do you know who I am?
No, who is this?
This is Fred Rogers.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yes, hi.
Can I help you?
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Did we lose him?
That's it. They hung up.
Damn.
Wow. Did you hear it going to? Did you hear a whisper?
I think she was whispering.
Fred Rogers. Fred Rogers.
You know, maybe I should stop and with the kitty thing. I should go somewhere else with it. Okay. So far we've tried the buckle and the Peyton Manning thing fell through. Is that what it was? What did we do? Have we done the buckle, American Eagle, and Sports Authority? You almost have to call Best Buy at this point because it's either that or the Denver International Airport at this point.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Let's just call Best Buy then. Let's go ahead and see if we can get somebody on Best Buy. What department should we go to?
You have to hit three or
Geek
something.
Squad.
It's a Geek Squad. No, that'll piss them off. They're not as bored as some of them people working in the electronics department or whatever. You know, we'll see what our options are. What the hell? Hello.
We'll wing it.
Hello. This is Fred Rogers. Who's Fred Rogers?
Here we go.
It's Fred Rogers.
All right.
I got to push some buttons here. So.
I know.
Waiting for the phone to ring. Junk of Easel. Hello. Watch somebody.
That's my glass.
Hello.
What? Now, come on, man.
Ooh.
That wasn't very nice.
What happened?
They said Best Buy something, and then you said hello, and they hung up on you.
Okay, now that's not fair. That's not fair. Try them again. Can you?
Yeah, we'll redial.
Yeah, redial, please. Thank you. By the way, don't try this at home, folks. Technically, it's illegal. Come on. They don't go up.
Hi, thank you for calling Best Buy Auto Glass, member of Consolidated Auto Glass.
Huh?
Serving Colorado for over a decade. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturday.
Maybe I didn't call the right kind of Best Buy.
If you have reached this recording during normal business hours,
we'll leave a message.
Thank you.
Leave us Manning.
Stand by.
To receive a free quotation or speak to a representative, please leave your number and the best time to reach you, and we will return your call. Additionally, we now have a website, www.bestbuyglass.com.
This is not the right Best Buy. My bad.
Look forward to serving you the best we can.
Hi, I'm Peyton Manning. I'm going to be honest. I hear you stink at golf. You're feeling me. It's okay. It's okay. Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning. That's great. Take that baby out.
Was that my fault?
Keep your head up. I feel good about it.
The machine.
I feel good about it.
Shut off.
Okay. It must not. It like hears it, but it doesn't hear it enough to like stay
it's
going
loud.
For
I
a
mean,
while.
If Matt can hear it loud, then they can hear it loud.
Kinda weird. Can you hear it okay,
yeah.
Matt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sounds fine.
Okay. All right. You want to try to have another conversation with Mr. Rogers for a second? Let's try this. All right. Here we go. Ready, Matt? Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
Do you
this?
Know who I am?
No.
This is Fred Rogers.
Who's Fred Rogers?
Yes.
Who is this?
This is Fred Rogers. Oh, I'm glad you called.
Hey, Fred Rogers, I've lost my kitty.
Can you find the cat?
No, that's
well,
why I'm talking
I have
to
her.
You.
Well, I have her.
Give her back.
furry and brown.
That's her exactly. Please
furry
give her
and brown.
Oh, I'm glad you called. I was just making some popcorn.
That's
what you should
have
used. That was great.
That was
sorry.
Awesome.
Sorry, I'm new at this. All right, wait a minute. Let's start it over again.
What a special friend you are.
No, that wouldn't creep any 18-year-old girl out that answers the phone.
Or maybe I should do this next. Here's a good one, too.
I remember one time some of our neighbors who were studying ballet dancing got dressed up to look like raccoon.
or my favorite.
How about some make-believe about musical instruments and pose?
That's what I should have. Okay, next week. We'll do some more next week because
right.
We just kind of got into the groove of it. And my Peyton Manning soundboard.
Hi, I'm Peyton Manning.
Kind of sucks. So, oh, and don't forget, there's always this.
What would you tell Lady Elaine if you were talking with her right now?
I know what I'd tell her.
Furry and brown.
Yeah. Magic Matt, always a pleasure, my friend.
Hey, it was awesome. Thank you.
I don't know. It always seems like we're getting ended early. I don't know what it is about you. I mean, you're never consistent. No, you're not. I think it is you're freaking hungry. And you're always trying to get out of here to celebrate your 50th birthday. That's what I think. Look at the time. I mean, we still got like 4 minutes left. Why did you cut me off?
You still got a minute and a half of song.
Oh, let's keep talking to Matt. So, anyway.
Hey, it takes a long time to feed 57 mice.
Exactly.
Or is it 58?
Is it 57 or 58?
56. I lost a couple.
It's
ridiculous. You know what
I have a moment of silence.
Let's do have a moment of silence.
Oh, yes. I've read about that in the Bible.
There you go. Hey, Todd.
Are there things that make you angry?
Yeah, because we got to end.
You're just hungry. That's the biggest.
I get grouchy when you get hungry.
Yeah, I mean you're right, and you rush me through my show. It's not fair.
Low blood sugar, Todd.
No kidding. How is your insulin?
It's up and down. It's not going to be good. I only eat once a day.
Why do you only eat once a day? What is your problem?
I only have time for once a day.
All right. Anyway, Matt, thank you, my friend. We will talk to you next week.
Sounds good to me.
Todd Sheets, happy to be all he can be, no matter how hungry he is. I am Brad Westmar saying thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming. If you did not, maybe next week you can. Join us this weekend in Johnson County for Planet Comic Con 2012. We'll see you at the Jackalope Radio booth. I know I got to wrap it up, but I'm trying to get my 1 hour's worth. I'm Brad Westmar saying good night.